Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
Visit nerdyshow.com/support to learn about our Patreon, shop through our Amazon links, or give a one-time donation.
And if you'd like to open your own Ghostbusters role-playing franchise, head to gbrpg.com.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
All right, so season 3.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
It's been a long time.
Hey, guys.
I hope everyone's been well.
Hello, fellow Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So let's kind of dive right into it. For those of you who are listening for the first time, this is Ghostbusters Resurrection. You're going to hear the Central Florida Ghostbusters go on a crazy adventure and hopefully make it out alive. They're going to be playing themselves, and we're going to have everyone go down the line and introduce themselves. Introduce your name, what your talents are, and what your goal is. Let's start. Let's go counterclockwise.
All right. Well, I am Wall. My talents are repair, convince, see, which I'm really good at, and carry. And my goal for the season is still, as always, wealth.
It's been very... It's served well.
Lucrative.
In the past.
Yeah, it's done real well.
Next.
I'm Pool. My talents are first aid, seduce, dodge, and kick things, which I'm also very good at. I'm going to keep my goal as fame still.
I'm Nina. My talents are linguistics, charm, sneak, and climb. And my goal is still serving humanity and becoming a proper Ghostbuster.
Proper.
Ooh. I'm LaForge. My talents are occult, bluff, dodge, and brawl. And my goal is wealth.
Oh, hey, it's my turn. I'm Briggs. My goals are talents are engineering.
Nailed it.
start over.
I'm Briggs, and my talents are engineering, charm, drive vehicle, run, and my goal is still love, I think.
Well, to get
Doug's gonna tell him.
Yeah, to bring everyone up to speed, it's been 2 years since the last season. For anyone who hasn't listened to it, go back and listen to it. I think it's pretty good. But if this is your first time, don't worry, you don't really need to go back in order to catch up. What everyone's been doing here is the four guys here have been ghostbusting since 2012, and in last season during the finale, Nina, who was usually just the receptionist, totally stepped it up and was helping them actually bust some ghosts and help stop the big bad. So tell us, give us a little bit of insight, guys and Nina, on how did it come about that she became a professional Ghostbuster, that she moved up from that job?
They're looking for a replacement for me, let's be honest.
We need one ready.
It's always good to have
it. It started off just with the linguistics, and then we just put a proton pack in your hand and
like, well, point this at a ghost and shoot it.
Yeah, you guys were going to Europe, so, you know, I feel like I was hopefully useful, definitely, with translating a bunch of things. And, you know, since I was around, and I'm sure you guys needed extra help, you know. Well,
you definitely improved our relations with the skeleton underground.
Yeah.
I don't even speak English well, so I'm glad that we had you.
Do you think we would have been in jail if it wasn't for Nino last season? Probably.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah. So after you guys came back to the States, how soon did she move up to full-time Ghostbuster? Because I was working as the accountant and liaison to Peacock.
Yeah.
So I'm probably taking over all the office work. How soon did she move up? Has she been ghostbusting for like the past year and a half?
I feel like it was probably we went through, as soon as we got back, we were like, oh, we need to get her caught up to speed, and spent the next probably 6 months getting her familiar with all the equipment
and New York, the full orientation.
Okay.
Yeah.
You took the crash course in Europe. You got the official course when we came back.
Photocopied your ID.
Official
your
course
social.
Is going out in the back and shooting beams at
and manhole covers.
And manhole covers.
Also, we're really happy that what Poole predicted might happen, Doug somehow crosses the stream on his own. He's like, I have no idea how I did it.
Yeah. The humanity didn't end.
Doug did fine.
No, I did okay. It was tough. But that might even be a mini series of its own of just me playing against myself. Just like, oh, that's a terrible role. So, it's been, like I said, it's been about 2 years since the events of season 2. Nina obviously has officially joined the team, and I'm doing like all the office work, and you know, and it's fine. You guys have upgraded your equipment. You also have upgraded your fleet of vehicles. You have a 2012 Ford King Ranch, and in the back of that, you carry a BMW R1200 GX. In addition to that, you also have a 98 Chevy Astro. All of these are decked out with the bells and whistles that a Ghostbuster needs, painted and then got the logo on
the
side.
We need lots of bells official. And whistles.
Yeah. Especially on that Astro.
Dude, Astros are kind of badass. You go mud surfing in those things, it's a lot of fun.
Business has been going on pretty steady. I mean, you guys have obviously been pretty famous because of saving the world twice and everything like that. There are still always some doubters, you know, of what, you know, doubting whether you guys actually saved the world or not. But those who were here and saw it, they're never gonna forget. They're
people,
always gonna have
people watch the moon landing live and still don't believe it happened.
Yeah. So, you know, just that's just
LaForge
the reality
gave
of things.
Sweet speech at the UN.
That's true, he did, yeah.
Yeah, I watch it every night.
2 years later, just go back on YouTube.
Oh, man, so awesome. I'm cool.
Briggs was asking about his girlfriend situation. Do you remember her name, Briggs?
That would have to be the first.
What a playboy.
The first criterion there.
Hold on. Thing is, this is going to cause the negative thing to happen. The fact that I don't remember. It's been 2 years since we played.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That is so not good.
Can you tell me the first initial of her first name?
V.
Okay.
Try.
Maybe you just started calling
Victoria.
Her V for short.
I promise you it's a vowel.
It was not
next.
Victoria.
She was
a Victorian Secret model.
I might actually remember her name better
Vivian?
Than you. But
it was Vivian.
It was Vivian. Yes, Vivian. Yes, good sir. Good.
Sorry.
Good.
No, it's,
if you forgot, I wouldn't count that against you because
okay.
This is outside the universe. No. Because now... In game, you wouldn't have forgotten.
Yeah, no. Totally
but tell us about Vivian. For the people who don't know, who is Vivian?
She's a Victoria's Secret supermodel. We helped her out with like a ghost stalker problem. Mm-hmm. And throughout the second season, Poole definitely helped out a lot. But Mike helped out some. And Josh definitely tried to sabotage it once or twice from happening.
And so anyway, after season two ended, you'd saved her a couple times, and things were going good.
All right.
So
what low pan.
So what I'd like to do now?
Oh no!
Is what?
I'm gonna roll a ghost die.
Odds
are good.
What I'd like to do now is go
and
through.
For her, the goods are odd.
What I'd like to do is to go through another date scenario with you. To
like
just see what the current status
2 years or something.
Just to give the median of okay. what this has been like for the past 2 years. So
what
let me
do
pull
I,
up.
What do I roll?
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull up the good old dating sheet here.
You ate food that made you sick for the last 2 years.
Okay. give me a regular D6 and just regular D6 roll.
Regular. It's bad.
As you know, no. As you know.
Yep.
Vivian is from England.
Yep.
She doesn't get to the States very, very often. She's, you know, she has enough money to spend to, you know, come visit you. She's pretty well off, we could say. She lived in Knightsbridge, so she definitely has some money stowed away, and she has a very promising career.
Yeah.
So it's not often she gets to visit you in the States, because you're a very busy guy. You know, ghostbusting is a very serious job. So when she's here on her last visit,
mm-hmm.
Which we could say is maybe, let's just say it's like a month or two ago.
Okay.
She really wants to go to a restaurant, and you're like, okay, where do you want to go? She names it, and it's a place that you hate. So what you need to do, according to my sheet here...
Do they sell tacos? Because I know you hate them.
You need to roll...
Among other activities
you
she needs to bring up.
You need to roll a cool roll to hide the fact that you hate this place and you don't want to go.
Oh.
But she's really looking forward to it because this is like a vacation. So give me a cool roll.
Make your cool roll.
What is your cool roll?
It's a one.
Uno.
And you had the chance to
you
upgrade, but you decided not to. So go ahead.
Because he put six in brains.
Oh god damn it, no!
Is it a ghost eye?
It's a ghost eye. It's not fair.
I'm right
so
off the
happy.
Bat. I'm so
the
glad
penalty, according to the sheet, is you failed. She can tell that you're not excited. Negative one dice to all cool rolls during the date.
You don't get to roll any more cool dice.
Well, moving on to the next section. Give me a standard D6 roll.
Okay.
Isn't it to a minimum of one? Isn't that the...
I guess. Yeah, it would be to a minimum of one.
Six?
Or could we just say a minus one to whatever his roll is?
Oh, Lord. While out, she spots some friends that she wants to hang out with. Some old friends. So probably some other supermodel friends that she wants to hang out with.
Okay. Werewolves.
No. You need to roll a cool roll. to be okay with this.
Ghost stalkers.
So while out at this really fancy restaurant that you don't want to go to, and she knows you're not happy being there, she sees some old modeling friends, maybe some old photographers having a great big party, and she wants to go over and hang out. Roll a cool roll and see how well you handle it.
3.
I am so sorry. No.
You literally asked every person in this room if you should upgrade your cool, and we all said yes.
No, that's not true.
Even a little
I
bit.
I said no.
The result of this is
you
couldn't convince her to stay focused on the date. She ends up moving over to their table. She chats with them all night.
Okay.
Final roll, please. Just a regular D6.
Okay. 5.
Okay, now this is the last one wouldn't apply because you're not dating her. You've been exclusive for a while, so yeah. this last bit wouldn't apply. But I will say the main point is that it goes well and she invites you in, so you guys can go in and just spend some time alone. And so that ends actually okay. But okay. I will say things between you they're going okay. But you've been dating for like about a year and a half at this point, right? You know.
Yeah.
So she's gonna want to take things a little bit more seriously. She wants to go to the next level. Pool's motioning for like a ring. She wants to.
You had a lot of good luck with being plastic.
She wants to take things to the next level.
Okay,
but she's concerned that you're a Ghostbuster and it's a very dangerous job. And she makes more than enough money to take care of you. She very politely, she knows you're a little sensitive to it. She asked if you would consider quitting the ghostbusting business and just being like her full time cabana boy.
Does he just have to get up and leave?
What's his decision?
I don't want to stop playing.
Just to roll a new character named Priggs.
With like a cool of 10.
She fears for your safety. Because you mean you tell her about some of these busts that you go
Can
on.
Can I
you
charm
go on?
Her that my safety is okay? Can I like charm my way?
Well, you've already charmed her. You're already in a relationship with her.
Okay, that doesn't work.
But he could use charm.
You could use brains to try to negotiate the safety issue.
Rational.
Can I?
Yeah, if you want to try that, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yay, I have lots of brains. Oh, I'm still going to roll a ghost, though, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, no, it does matter. If you succeed and roll a ghost, you still succeed.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow, looks like that new
one,
brain
two,
trait.
1, 2, 2, 1. Yahtzee.
Oh, man.
What is... you rolled 6 dice and got 9.
Yeah, I got 9. Okay.
Versus
a 9. She's going to say, I understand how you feel, but it's really important to me that if you want this relationship to go further, how about we compromise? How about, you know, you can keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep doing my thing. I'm going to be seeing you a little bit less. And long distance relationships are really difficult, as everybody knows. What I want to do, and this part's non-negotiable. I'm going to buy a phone. It's going to be the best phone that I can possibly afford. I can get a signal anywhere. I'm going to give you this phone. All I ask is that you answer this phone when I call and just let me know that you're doing okay.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So she's going to give you the phone and she goes, I love you.
Love
and
you.
I just want you to be safe. So please. And then she's going to give you a kiss. Everything, the date's going to go well. You got this phone. She even got you a little nice little holster for it if you want to keep it on your belt. She calls once every other day or so just to be like, hey, you know, checking up, letting you know. She's telling you about all the great places she's going, all these tropical, you know, spots. They're doing all these amazing shoots. And the other good news is that she's going to be on the cover of this year's swimsuit edition for Sports Illustrated. So
yay.
Her fame's going up. Her career's taking off. It's going great.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm totally for it.
You're just seeing her less and less, though, is the downside.
I cannot wait to see how you fuck this up.
What's our relationship with a
Cult of Veritas?
Yeah,
it's going good, man. They funded you. They're the ones who bought you the vehicles. Good. This year so far has been standard. Not super. It hasn't been super busy. It's business as usual. Things are good though. You guys got your little bit of fame. You got a little bit of money in your pocket. Things just seem to be going great. However, it's going to be Halloween very soon. And business always picks up around Halloween, as we've discussed before. But not only PKE rising, but also people seeing things that end up being a hoax. Or there's an old lady calling, I see a ghost outside. And it's just, you know, the Charlie Brown, you know, style ghost costume, you know. So it's going to be really busy. Obviously, I've been doing more work at the firehouse. Tobin's still doing good. He's doing great. People will keep coming by. Like, you've talked to Mr. Book. You guys have hung out. You guys have been social. No one's really been a stranger. But if you guys remember from season one, little Han Chu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a few years since that happened. She's 11 years old now. and she's been coming by the firehouse more often, just hanging out, and she wanted to start like the Junior Ghostbusters League.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm assuming you guys would be cool with that.
Oh, man. Yeah, all about it. All about it.
So it'd be like sort of after school program, maybe like once a month, you know, depending, you guys can decide how often it would be, but basically like like other kids her age would show up and you'd tell them about spooks and ghosts and everything. And it's sort of helping kids not be afraid of it, but also the, as you guys are also aware of, the No Fangs Initiative, which is like your answer to the D.A.R.E. program. So there's lots of fun stuff like this happening in the meantime.
Only we're actually successful.
Yeah, not a huge waste of money.
Yeah.
I think I have a new goal. I want to be a good enough Ghostbuster to be able to teach the Junior League.
Yeah, no, you've been at this for like at least over a year at this point.
Well, still, I mean, you know.
Well, I think serving humanity would fall under serving humanity.
That's true, too. So, you know, the kids come by every now and then. You give them updates on everything. And there's going to be a big... Halloween is coming. And the plan is that there's going to be a big party at the firehouse. The Junior Ghostbusters can come by. They can trick-or-treat around the neighborhood, and you guys can just do a Halloween party. It's become a sort of thing to want to do a Halloween party around the Ghostbusters, you know, because there's enough of you now where if something happens... There really hasn't been any major catastrophes, obviously, but things do get busy, sometimes with one or two of you gone. But anyway, so it's going to be Halloween during the day. So this is Halloween day. And phone's ringing a lot. It's really busy, but we're all gearing up at the firehouse, getting ready for this party, hanging up everything. We've had over 100 calls, a lot of them very minor, not that big of a deal. You guys have gone out on a couple calls already, but as you guys are gearing up, helping to get ready, little Honshu and her brother Johnny stop by, because they're going to be the first ones to arrive, and they're going to help you guys set up too, and they brought a bunch of food.
Awesome.
I'm making punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, Honshu is now 11.
This is the punch for the Junior Ghostbusters. This is the punch for the older Ghostbusters.
She's 11 years old. Her brother's 21. If you guys remember, like they were kids like last time.
He can
time,
join so. Us in the older Ghostbusters.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And they're just happy to see you guys. Want to know like you know how things are going. Honshu definitely says that she wants to be. She's like, you guys already know this, but she wants to be a Ghostbuster when she grows up. Johnny is actually he's actually enrolled at UCF. He's majoring in history, and he's also kind of interested in the supernatural, obviously. But anyway, they're there to help you guys set up, and some more Junior Ghostbusters are going to be showing up really soon. But a call comes in. I answer it. I take down the information. And I'm like, okay, look, we're busy, but this sounds simple. Just hang tight. They're going to be there really soon. And I hang up. And I say, okay, guys, somebody came in. It really doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it's really close by. Over on the corner of Corrine Drive and Chapel Drive, there's a mailbox.
Right close to here. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. There's a mailman who says that a mailbox is acting strange and it's spitting letters back at him. And he
only tacos go in that mailbox. Yeah.
If I had to choose between the mail or the tacos, I choose the mail.
But he's pretty sure that it's ghost related. And he wants you guys to come out there because people's mail is at stake. And
steak tacos.
Yeah.
Paper cuts left and right.
So if you guys want to head out, it's really just down the street. You can knock this out really quick and make some money. So I figured this is not going to take up too much time. You can be back in time. The party's not going to start for another hour or two anyway. So you guys go ahead and go for it.
Hey, so if this happens to be another dimension, I don't know if I want to be the first one in again.
Can you fit inside a mailbox?
Well, remember what happened with the phone?
That is true.
He did get sucked into a phone.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
All right, pick your equipment. Three in the car. Three per person.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead. Are we taking Tobin?
Of course.
I took a walkie-talkie. I need one more person to have one. Okay, cool.
So, Briggs, what do you have? You have the vehicle and what two other things?
And a proton pack.
Okay, so proton pack PKE for you. And what is it? Josh, what do you got?
I've got goggles, walkie, and slime.
Slime. And Nino?
I have a PKE, a walkie, and a trap.
I have the same loadout as LaForge, but with the proton pistol.
Okay, and while you got...
You got the proton pack, goggles, and a trap.
Okay, so, Briggs, you have a proton pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which of us is wearing slime suits?
I'm wearing one. Same.
I guess, Nina, you're wearing a slime suit, too, I'm guessing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. In fact, I'm just going to assume you're always wearing them. Tell me if you decide to take it off or switch it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So the slime jumpsuits are going to... They're like your standard jumpsuit, but there's slime woven into the fabric, so that's going to make it harder for you to be possessed. It also will help you if you do get slimed. Whatever damage being slimed does is done by half instead, so you guys are protected that way. Which car are you taking?
We'll take the F1 or F350. Sorry,
F350.
Yeah.
Okay.
The King Ranch. Yes.
Okay.
We'll just call it the King Ranch.
Okay. What is there a
we'll
fancy name? Is
it the truck?
you guys hop into the truck, you go, and just a couple minutes away, you pull up, and sure enough, you just see the mailman with his mail truck. He's pulled into a parking lot that's like right there on the corner, and he's standing there. He flags you guys down, and you walk up, and he introduces himself as Ronnie. Yeah, he's in his late 40s, and he's wearing his, you know, post office uniform. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, thank you guys for making it so quick. So here's what's going on. I do my usual rounds here, and 3 o'clock is the pickup time for this spot. When I came by, and I opened it, and it was empty. And normally, you know, there's something here. And
That is weird.
it's not just that. There's usually something in here. But when I was going through it, I figured, I guess no one put anything in today. I closed it up. One of the people came out of the store and said, something weird's going on with that. You got to stay away from that. It's spitting letters out like crazy. And I said, what are you talking about? So I put in just a couple to show them that everything was fine. And it started spitting all the letters right back out through the top slot. No matter what I did, no matter what I put in there, it's just spitting it out. If I even try to put a bin full inside and close it, it spits it all out right up through the top. Huh. Like, this thing will not hold any letters. And it starts making growling noises.
So this mailbox, is it like from multiple tenants? Is it like a larger
one?
No,
this is a public Dropbox. Just like a public
blue
one. Okay. Four-legged. In the cement mailbox.
And when he opens it up, there's nothing inside.
Well, I mean, it looks completely normal. There were no letters inside.
Right.
But if you put letters in, they'll land. It's spit right back out.
So, right. But he can open it.
He did open it. Yeah. He opened it. There was nothing in it. He's like, that's weird. And he closes it. But then at any point, if he tries to put anything in there, it's just like trying to, like, two similar polarity magnets. It's just, you can't put it in there.
Have they tried putting anything besides mail in there?
I hadn't thought about it, but I mean,
let's go get some hamburgers.
I was thinking a duck.
How long did the resident say that this was had been going on for?
Just for today. Like,
oh, just today.
You know, just started like just a couple today. Hours ago.
Okay.
I'm going to PK it.
Okay. Give me a brains roll.
10, 15, 18.
You're picking up that this is a class 1.
Okay.
So this only one meeting stamp required.
This is it's first class. This is like a class 1, and it's by all accounts it seems to be animating the mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Can I pet the top of it and go talk to me? What's going on?
You can.
I want to ask Ronnie.
Yeah.
Have there been any reports of any other mailbox incidents in this city?
He says not to mind. I've never heard. I've been working for the post office for 12 years. I've never heard of anything like this.
I'll tell you what. Can you get on the walkie and ask if any other mail-related implements have been acting up today with anybody else who can hear you?
You mean use my cell phone and call my supervisor?
Sure.
Oh, if that's what you do.
Yeah.
Jeez, get with the times, LaForge.
Sorry. I'm carrying a walkie-talkie
so
right
he'll,
now.
He'll walk off and he'll make a phone call. And if you guys, if there's anything you guys want to do in the meantime, or you just want to wait for his response.
So it's class 1.
This mailbox is going postal.
I want to grab a letter,
uh-huh,
and I want to do the whole airplane thing. You know, the...
Oh, you mean like you're feeding it like
yeah,
a baby?
Yeah, the airplane thing.
Uh-huh.
And then just put it in there and then hold it. Hold the slot shut? Hold the slot shut.
Okay. Give me your muscles.
Okay. 8.
While you're holding it, like this, so you go, here comes the plane. You put the letter in, thoop, and you hold it shut.
Yeah.
This thing is really hard. Like, it is really trying to open it back up, and it is going to take a lot of strength for you to keep it there. Right now, you're holding it closed, but you're going to run out of strength soon if this keeps up.
Can I throw on the goggles and look at it and see if it's maybe, like concentrated anywhere
okay,
on
yeah,
the mailbox?
The yeah.
It's, like, in a certain spot, or if the entire thing is glowing?
Yeah, go ahead, put the goggles on and all give right. me your C-roll.
And I tell him, well, he doesn't get to eat, he doesn't eat these letters, he doesn't get any sweets.
Why do you get these massive rolls? Like,
damn it,
Walt.
Can you just not count it? I mean, at this point, ooh, it seems...
Does he succeed?
Yes, he succeeds.
Yeah.
The entire thing is glowing pretty evenly.
Okay.
It doesn't look like anything else is going on inside. You don't see like another dimension happening. This is definitely just like this mailbox itself is possessed.
Okay.
From my occult knowledge,
mm-hmm,
have documents or very important documents, if they have passed through a certain area, have they ever conferred PKE onto it?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Well, because PKE can rub off and
okay,
transfer.
Okay. So I think it's unlikely that PKE was focused on this mailbox through other people, like from just this mailbox, that it may have rubbed off.
Is there a pile of stuff that has been spit out that we can scan and see if there's something?
No, this is like empty, because people who were trying to put their mail in would put the mail in, it would spit it back out, and they're just like, I'm just gonna wait for the postal guy. Like, what the fuck is this? And they would take it and they'd walk away. It's too powerful to be accidentally put there. Like, if someone put a package or a letter in that was, like, really strong,
uh-huh,
the item they would have to put into this thing for it to rub off and cause this strong of an effect would be like, it's very unlikely. It's very unlikely that a letter or package caused this to happen. It's probably a naturally occurring thing, but you don't know why. But it doesn't seem that this is like a PK rub off of something
or okay. supernaturally.
And this
occurring.
Thing is bolted to the concrete.
to the concrete. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Ronnie's still busy.
He can if you wait for him, he can come back. He's with like, hey, I got off the phone with my supervisor. And no, we haven't had reports of anything today or this week or anything. This is definitely a first.
Can we? Would he mind if we unbolted it and took it back to the firehouse for testing?
I mean,
it's clearly unusable right now.
Yeah, it's government property. If you can solve the problem here and now, cool. If you need to take it back, I'm gonna have to make a few more phone calls.
I don't think that's his call to make.
Do I have my usual? Do we have any
slime
grenades?
I'll say you could. I'll say there's just six. Slime six. It. I'll say there's six grenades in the car.
All right, I'm just gonna.
No, just slime it. Why waste a grenade? We could just open it up. Because
we can
slime.
Make a billion of them.
But I have infinite slime.
Yeah,
with no effort.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah,
but I
think
you're
like, closing the thing versus having it open and forcing it to take the entire force of the slime with the thing closed.
PKE always has a cause, and that was one of my thoughts. So I think my idea was if we remove this mailbox, is the mailbox still have this issue, or is it this area?
The glow was around the mailbox itself.
Okay.
Okay, because I was about to say, like, on the same note, we could check maybe if there's something underneath the mailbox, like maybe in the pavement, like...
All right, I'm going to slime the mailbox.
Slime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll move out of the way.
If you step out of the way, you would let the slot... It go poof, and just spits the letter, poof, 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 and it just comes down and just falls to the ground.
I grab the letter and hand it back to the man. Okay. I don't want it to get ruined.
All right, so you open up the slot, you put the nozzle in, you open up the valve, and you just hear it start to fill it up. And you can hear it at the bottom of the mailbox, and it starts to fill. And then this thing starts shaking, and like a little bit of rust starts to come off of it around the seams. And if you just, I mean, you're just going to keep on going and see what happens?
Sure. I feel like this is safer than blasting it.
Yeah. So this thing, so it's going to keep on shaking. The bolts and everything is going to start shaking out of the pavement.
I'm going to put on my goggles to
like
watch
a rocket.
As well.
Like the tombstones in Zelda.
You can see, now, if you're watching it, if both of you guys are watching it through the goggles, you see that it's glowing. The slime coming in sort of makes like if this was a heat vision, sort of like the cooler, darker area. So okay. You can definitely see that it's filling up with the slime. And this thing's going to get more violently shaking, and it's going to get to a point where it is going to rip its own feet out of the pavement, and it's going to start clip-clopping right down the sidewalk, just trying to run away.
Guys, catch that mailbox.
All right, I'm going to slime net it.
Wait a minute, this isn't, I mean, this, what kind of slime are we talking? I mean, this isn't moot slime, right?
Green positively charged green slime.
Okay, we cannot affect it with music. Like.
Correct.
No.
Correct.
No.
And I say,
I was about to say maybe
I say,
some
you
common
see, Ronnie,
music. No.
The pavement would still be intact if you let us just take it out.
It's like a lullaby or something along those lines.
So you're gonna net it?
Yeah, I'll net
right,
it.
Give me the roll.
14.
Yeah, you net it. It hits the side and it just keeps on running.
Whoa.
I shoot for a tether really quickly before it gets too far?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like the net is on it, but it's just the legs are just keep on. The legs
so,
are like
so,
this
so it didn't stop the legs.
No.
So.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Should have tethered it.
You're like, hey, it's running away.
21.
Oh, it's still going. 21?
Yeah, to shoot
okay.
a tether.
Where do you want to tether it to?
I guess towards where it came from.
Okay,
so
just sort of,
it
yeah.
and then shoot towards where it came from.
Okay, it's going to be straining on it, but it will hold it. It's not going to start. It's like going to barely start pulling it back towards
this
the spot.
Empty metal mailbox.
Empty metal mailbox
that can only run on
four legs.
Yeah, 3-inch, four 3-inch legs.
Let's just
yeah.
knock it over.
It's like, okay, I'm just going to go pick it up.
Okay. Okay.
Holding onto the slime, like grabbing it by the slime tether.
Yeah.
Or the slime net.
Yeah. Because it's straining to get away.
Yeah.
But it's not snapping the slime tether. You can walk right up to it and pick it up if you want.
Okay. What's maximum, like 100 pounds? Like,
no, probably not even.
Okay.
Yeah. You could pick it up.
All right. I pick it up.
Yeah. And all right. So you got it, and its little legs are going, and its little flaps go opening and closing.
Okay. Cool. I'm just gonna throw it in the back of the truck.
Okay. All right. You can throw it in the back of the truck.
Let's.
I say, hey, listen. We're gonna take this back to the firehouse. It's a public danger.
Okay. And he's just like. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. That's the strangest thing I've ever seen. So
we'll be sure to bring it back when.
Yeah, we'll bring it back.
You can keep it. I think it's fine. It's like,
oh sweet, we got a new pet.
Yeah. All right. So what do you do? You,
it's literally box. Harmless.
Tobin hates
you lay,
it.
You lay it down in the back of the bed.
Can I call it Blue?
If you lay it down, it starts coughing up like a drowning victim. It's like that slime starts coming out of the slot.
I mean, I'm gonna strap it down with like ties.
But it's just trying to. spit out. It's trying to get the slime out of it, is what it's trying to do.
Okay.
So it's just making a mess in the back.
And roll it on its side so it doesn't choke.
If you did that, the slime's just going to ooze right on out of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to play Jesse's girl while it's going on. And I'm just for those of you who get that joke, I'm so sorry.
I was going to rub it so I said, it's okay, Blue. It's okay.
All right, so it's in the back of the truck. You going to take it back?
Yeah.
Okay, take it back to the firehouse. No problem.
All right.
When you get back, I'm like, all right,
instead of like pin the tail on the donkey, can we just have put a letter in the mailbox tonight at the Halloween party?
Nobody wins.
Catch a letter from the mailbox.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah,
I catch the mailbox.
I'd say by the time you get back to the firehouse, it's mostly empty at this point. Coughed up all the slime into the back of the flatbed of the truck.
I rub its nose in it.
Do you bring it inside?
I think I kind of want to see what direction it wants to run.
If you take it out of the flatbed and if you take it out of the truck and you set it on the ground, it just sits there.
Okay.
It only does it when there's slime in it, so it animates it somehow. So
no, I think it just
well, it wasn't the slime that
wants
animates
to get
it.
Away from the slime, and it realizes it can't.
Yeah.
How do you put it on its side and slime it?
Yeah. Because like this is not a difficult problem to solve, but it's indicative of a larger problem. So
yeah. So you want to put it on its side and try and slime it? You're basically behind the firehouse. And you've got this thing on its side on the ground. I will say, by the time you get back, I come out and I'm like, I see the mailbox. I'm just like, okay, we got like three other calls to take care of in the meantime. What would you guys like to do?
Let's tie this thing down.
Re-net it like every few minutes.
we can just physically tie it down with ties. We don't need to use magic.
Yeah, and if there's no slime in it, it's not moving.
Okay.
Rope.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, let's just like tie it to the wall just in case. I think we're out back.
Yeah.
I figure we can just take one of the straps from the truck and just hook it to the wall or something.
And we don't have the time to housebreak this thing yet, so we need to keep it outside.
Okay, that's fine.
Just in case, if it's going to be a weird question, but just in case, should somebody stay with the mailbox?
I can stay with the mailbox.
Well,
It's like,
Doug,
we
have a really important
give you a proton pack.
If you don't screw with it, it literally is just sitting there. It's not doing anything.
I tell Blue to sit and stay.
And it does.
Okay, good.
Its legs still kick.
I will say, I'll come back out. I'm like, oh, guys, we got another call. This one seems a little bit more dangerous. I got a call from a private residence over in Baldwin Park. This woman named Kelly Smith, she says that her husband is stuck in a tree because several dog skeletons have leaped out of their backyard and chased him up the tree trying to bite him. So he's stuck up in a tree right now, and these things are very acting very aggressively.
Dog skeletons. Has she buried dogs in the past, or does she know anything about the house's history?
She says that she doesn't know about the previous owners. She'd heard people say, like, nearby neighbors, like, when they were first... They just moved into this house. She says that nearby neighbors said that the families have owned dogs there over the years. There was an old woman who lived there recently until she moved out, and she had a lot of dogs, but no one really knows if there was, like, a lot of death all at once or anything like that. But I mean, it's a family neighborhood. They probably have a lot of dogs there. But and this is my speculation on telling you. From what I understand, from what she tells me, it just sounds like over the decades, anyone who's lived nearby in the neighborhood, if they bury a dog, seems to be popping up out of the ground and they're chasing this poor guy.
Okay. We say we got a lot of calls. There are five of us.
I'm bringing this to you because this one sounds a little bit more dangerous because they're trying to attack this man.
Okay,
I would like to go out there and take Tobin.
Yeah, I think Tobin definitely is a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like I mean,
look at all the bones you can bury, buddy.
Yeah. Because like I mean, there's like we have a ton of calls, and like the last one was fairly
Tobin
harmless.
Tobin just runs up and sniffs their ass.
the last one was fairly harmless. I'm bringing this up because there's a guy stuck somewhere, and she can't help him. So
let's go.
I think we're better off taking the SUV than the King Ranch right now.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's only because it's got a lot of slime in the back anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna take the Land Cruiser.
Yes.
Okay, so you hop in the Land Cruiser, you take off, you go to the address in Baldwin Park. It's a pretty nice looking house. Kelly comes out front, she meets you. She's like, guys, thank you so much. My husband, he's up in the tree in the back, and these dogs are the skeletons, they're just barking at him endlessly, and he can't come down. They've attacked him. They may have bitten him. I don't know. And I can't go back. Like every time I approach the backsliding door, they just start coming at me, and I'm afraid they're going to break through the glass. So I've like drawn the blinds, and I don't know what to do. So just here, come this way. So she's going to lead you inside the house. You can tell they just moved in. There's a lot of boxes everywhere. She leads you through the kitchen and to the backsliding, sliding glass doors, and the blinds are closed. But if you hear like this unworldly barking sound, like it sounds like there's several dogs out there, and she's just like, if you can peek through, you can see them. Just be really quiet because they're gonna jump at the glass if you try and make too much noise. So,
okay, just want to establish a question. Do we have Tobin with us? Or is
yeah, you brought Tobin. You brought Tobin with you. Yeah.
Okay, so I think I've got him on a leash. You know, sort of like he's carefully cool. Leading him up to the glass door.
Yeah.
See how the other dogs react though.
They don't seem to hear you guys. Okay. I mean, but you don't even see them yet. You can hear them on the other side
taking
of this
peek,
glass
how many dogs are we looking at?
You go to the side and you pull the blind a little to the side and you just sort of lean over and you look through and you can see her husband. His name's Tom. He's sitting up and on the lowest branch of this tree, which is pretty high up. You're kind of wondering, man, he got up there in a hurry. I wonder how the hell he got up there because it's fairly high up. But you can see. From your point of view, you can see at least four dogs underneath him just jumping and barking, and they're like decomposed, not recently dead, but like they're very bony and they're being held a little bit together by gunk, and they are looking pretty ratty, pretty nasty.
What
and,
size are we looking at? Like medium sized dogs?
Medium to large size, like maybe a Doberman, maybe a German Shepherd, could be probably dangerous. Like a black lab.
From behind the glass where we are, can we, technically speaking, PKE, or is that too far away?
You could PKE. PKE will give you a general sense of direction and intensity. So
may I PKE then?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me brains roll.
20.
20?
Yeah.
You're picking up 5 signals, and they all appear to be class 2.
Is it
5 signals?
Yeah.
There's 4 dogs.
Well, that he could see looking out the blinds.
Right. So there must be...
Is the backyard fence then?
It is. There's it's
stockade fence.
I say, hey, Mike, when you look at them, are they corporeal or are they just illusions made from PKE?
I throw the goggles on.
You could tell. You don't have to roll for like. Okay. You can see through the glass through the blinds. You can see 4. You can see 5 entities there. The other one is just sort of like sitting, sort of just isn't as excited as the others. From what you can tell, they're a little bit more corporeal. There's some heft to them. They're not pure.
I'm gonna go get the dark matter generator.
Did you bring it with you?
It's in. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go sneak and grab that.
Mm-hmm. I say, what do you think about a 1-2 shot slime net?
Yeah.
But there's one we haven't seen yet, so that's why I think we got
to he's on the other side of the glass. He's just sort of sitting there on the other side of the glass back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This lady's husband doesn't have a phone on him or anything. We can't contact him.
No, but he can see you. He saw Poole. Like, if when Poole looked through the thing, you can look up at him, and he's just sort of like... Mm-hmm. Like just trying to be non-casual about it.
He's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at him, you can see that one of his right pant leg is ripped pretty bad. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like he's bleeding, and he's lost. And on that right leg, he also has lost his shoe, so he's just got a sock on. And if you look, like if you saw on the thing, his shoe is on the ground and it's been torn up.
Can we get to the roof?
Can you get to the roof?
Is it a 2-story, 1-story house? Can we just get to the roof?
It's a 2-story house, but you could get to the roof if you really wanted to.
I would just think like maybe we could just net, like Josh said, net them from a distance safely, and then just take them out one by one. I mean, makes sense to me.
It's kind of good.
Because I mean, I could just walk up and just shoot them with a dark matter generator once they're pinned.
Also, dark matter generator's got the scattergun effect. What are you guys thinking?
Let's go outside. Regroup.
You can go around the back. Like you can go in through the side gate. You don't have to go through the glass doors. There's like a side the fenced in area.
Right,
there's
right.
like a gate that like if you're gonna take out the trash or something like that, you could go around through the back.
I wonder if they have any milk crates.
They've got plenty of boxes.
Are there any boxes?
I honestly think the roof
strong enough
is
to stand on, like wooden boxes.
She's like, I'm sure we got something. Yeah. So she's gonna go look through. And I'll say that she just brings you back like a really hefty wooden box, like a sort of like Apple box.
Also, here's the thing though too. The one that's not as active is the one that bothers me. And secondly, what if there's more dogs that may erupt from the ground?
What he saw was 5 glowing entities. So from as far as Wall could see,
and as far as Nina could register,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I guess we go through the fence and...
Are you going to go around the outside?
And kind of maybe fan out a little bit.
I'll go to the gate.
Cover each other.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be prepared to move into the backyard once they get them netted.
So you're going to be standing by the door SWAT team style. So as soon as they net it, you're going to open that door and run right on in?
Yeah, and I'm trying to take out as many as I can once they're... Hopefully they're netted close together.
Yeah, don't fire until they're netted or one's about to attack one of us.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So who's going to peek their head up over the fence and start shooting?
Yes, me.
Yeah.
Okay. And the rest of you are just going to be like beneath the pool?
Yeah.
This may be overthinking it a bit, but if you're going to be on the opposite side over the fence, I'm going to wait, and as soon as you give a signal, I'm going to come from the opposite side. So if you shout at them and they run at you and you net them, and some of them miss, I'm going to be on the opposite end of the side and shoot a net at their direction as
it's
well.
Like coming from the other side of the house?
Right. Draw them to you, and then when they're trying to attack you, I try to net them from behind.
And then I'll run up and shotgun. Yeah, that's a good
idea. Once they're all netted down.
Briggs will be behind me.
Okay.
Doug, question. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound very persistent, but since I don't have a proton pack, if you guys are out there, can I still try to go to the roof and see just have a vantage point to see if there's more coming or if anything.
Do you want
to?
Yeah, and you've got a walkie.
I have a walkie.
And so do I.
Or instead of going on the roof, you could go up to the second floor and open the window.
Or that, you know, I was just thinking.
I guess my thing is, if we're going to actually look at you having a vantage point, shouldn't you get a weapon? Like maybe, I mean, Briggs just swapped out the dark matter generators. We have a spare proton pack.
The PKE is useless right now.
Well, I would swap the PKE because you've already scanned them once, and then after they're caught, you can go out and...
We need a second person with a proton pack.
She's getting it right now.
There okay.
I got one right here.
Okay, so is Nina going up to the second floor to watch from above?
Yeah, I have a walkie and a proton pack, so I have a, you know...
And a trap.
I can shoot and...
So you have a trap, right?
Yeah, I have a trap, and I can let you guys know if there's I'm seeing anything that you're not seeing.
Okay, so
yeah,
you
so,
guys...
So, that's, so I'm on one side of the fence with Briggs. You're on the other side with Wall. And both of us have walkies, and Nina's getting the high vantage point. She's got a walkie. All
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at us.
So it's like three sort of directions you're going. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just ready to run through the gate.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go and peek up and then try and, I guess, shoot a net towards the group of them.
There's three of them sort of sitting right under him, still barking up at him. All right, so.
That's where I'm aiming.
Yeah.
All right, so this is shooting a net.
Poor Annette.
You made that joke too many times.
18 and a ghost.
I would say you definitely can net two of them to the ground. The ghost, I would say, is the dogs are going to immediately be like, whoop, and just like look over and see this. And so the three that are left are just going to bolt it right for you, and they're going to do a terrorize move. You see how scary and serious it is when they all suddenly focus on you and just start booking it straight for that fence. And they are meaning some serious business.
Go, LaForge.
I'm gonna wait till they are all so give me, like critical mass.
You beat that. Okay. So they're scary, but you're just like, shit.
I didn't expect them to respond that quickly.
Yeah, pretty much. They're all running for him. And Josh, you want to take that opportunity to shoot
Yeah, him? I'm gonna wait till the moment where they're all like pretty much piled on top of each other trying to reach for him.
Their claws are digging into this fence. They're carving claw marks out of this fence trying to get to him.
In the shine.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 and a ghost.
Okay. I'll say then it covers another two of them.
There's one loose.
So there's one that's loose, and he's going to look and he's going to see that. He's going to start charging for you now. He's
okay.
Gonna run for your side.
So while that's happening, I think I'm just going to get right in its line of path and just take aim.
Since you're in the backyard, there's nothing blocking it from getting to you.
Right. Well, I'm going to wait not to where it's safe to shoot.
Give me a move.
Until he sees
then.
The whites
yeah.
of its eyes.
Yeah, give me
the
a move.
The whites of its bones.
You're going to wait until if you mess up, you can't do anything else but get bit.
Right, and this is not a great roll. So it's 9.
Well, you're waiting for it to get close, and it is just a backyard. It's not like across the thing, and it's a scatter gun.
Yeah.
I can say that hits. Go ahead and add an additional, what was it before? I think it was 3?
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll an additional 3. So that was 9, and then add additional 3 regular d6.
Another 8.
Yeah. So on this thing, as it's running at you, it leaps into the air. You hit it with a shot, and it just lands a pile of bones.
Rotation, am I able to quickly get to the nets and then just...
I'll say since they are pinned down, yes. If you want to walk over, just give me a standard move to make sure you get there in
while
time.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna tap the mic and go, Nina? Because mm-hmm. she's spotting for mm-hmm. us.
Right, yeah. And then I'm up on the second floor going,
you
like...
Don't, you see all this happen, but you don't see anything else happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll tell you what I see. Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to get
Copy,
to the first
I'm not
net.
Yeah, that else.
Of course, yeah.
First net, and then shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good roll.
They're gone. Same thing. Just ka-choom. You know, you cocked it. You fired. They're both gone.
All right.
Moving on to the last one.
Next one. That's also
even better.
No, done. They're done. Yeah, they're all. You've got piles of bones in the backyard, and they're gone. You're not picking up anything over the ecto goggles. Doesn't look like they're gonna come back together. You've neutralized it. It's done. These were class twos.
Okay.
For safety, should we PK the bones, leftovers? Or...
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't. Okay, you don't have to roll for it. I'm going to tell you right now. It's just trace residual. Like this is going to fade away.
What about the backyard itself? Because could we see where they kind of came up from?
You can see some of the holes where they were like they dug up. It's sort of a little bit filled in. They weren't buried that deep, you know, because there's dogs. But yeah, it just looks like it wasn't like any method. It wasn't like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. It was just like kind of spotty, like this corner, that corner, maybe like one in the middle-ish kind of area. Nothing really to tell you that anything really. a cult was going on. Seems that it was just sort of over the years, because there were different levels of decomposition on these things. Some of it was just like plain old bone, like white bone, like the skeleton army. Some of them were a little bit more meaty, but maybe like a decade old or something. So
I'm gonna go help the guy down.
Yeah. He gets down. He's just like, wow, this not how I expected this day to go at all. So he climbs down. He's just like, thanks, you guys. How do I handle how do we handle the payment of this?
That's a good question, because if we're a city utility, like, you don't tip the police, you know, when mm-hmm. you're done. How is payment handled on this kind of thing?
You basically just write a report of what it was, mm-hmm. give it to them. It's a form that you give them saying what the billing process was. They just sort of confirm that it happened, that service was rendered. They sign it, they send it in, and it gets taken care of by the city. Okay, so you just give them that form to fill that out.
Okay, so the mailbox was a class 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 5 class 2s.
And we technically haven't solved the mailbox issue.
True.
Yeah.
We just
we've solved it for them.
Real quick.
It's no longer causing
the
problem.
Well, you've removed one mailbox from circulation.
I mean, if that's the case, why don't we just get like...
Their problem is still intact. A mailbox is not working. There's nowhere people to drop off their mail.
I write them a report.
Okay.
And then you hand it to him. He's like, oh, thank you guys so much. And feel free to take a little bit of Halloween candy with you. We're about to set up because we know that kids are going to start coming out.
No gratuity allowed. So
okay. All right. Fair enough, man.
Look and it's like Tootsie Rolls. And we're just like,
And I'm like, oh, boy.
No, he wants to hand you a fun-sized Crunch Bar. And he's like, you guys have earned it. But no, it's like... so with that...
Full-size Crunch Bar, like your dad.
Okay. So with that, you guys are done here?
No, I want a Crunch Bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys head back to the firehouse. And I say, okay, so there's more calls. Some other kids have started to show up. It's around, I'd say, 5 o'clock at this point.
Mailbox still there?
Happy hour.
Mailbox is still there. Looks just like how you left it.
I pet its head. I'm just like, good boy, Blue.
It's still possessed, still covered in slime.
Can I?
The slime has sort of dripped off of it.
Okay.
The Aura Video Analyzer.
Yeah.
I would like to find a way to attach the electrodes to the mailbox.
Sure. So let's say you go out there, you put the electrodes on it,
you
open
like
up the laptop.
Lamest Halloween decoration ever.
It's like it's a mailbox with a colander on it and some funny wires.
Look, kids,
and since
it's
I have
spooky.
Absolutely nothing right now, I'm taking
this,
notes.
This it's not doing anything. Like, it's haunted. Like, it's literally doing nothing.
Try to put mail in it. I dare you.
I dare you. It just spits it out. Like, oh, wow, great effect, guys.
Maybe
there's kids walking by in costumes giving us looks like, yeah, right.
It's like one of those candy bowls where you reach in for the candy and the little hand grabs your hand.
So you put the Orlando's on it, you open up the laptop, you look at the screen. It just looks like a class 1 entity. It is the shape of the mailbox. This thing is just charged with energy.
I did have a question between seasons.
What?
So we originally intended on specifically putting the French chef in a separate trap to bring back to our firehouse.
That is a great question.
Yeah, you're right.
Just hang out. Is that a thing? Is
so
it just
I'll,
hanging
I'll,
out?
I'll, yeah, so you guys would have remembered about the French chef, and you would have brought it back in a separate trap. I mean, you have all the different traps. Like, you had the Bathory trap, you had the Lopan trap, you had all this stuff. But you did keep that charged because you guys knew that you wanted to have that. So he could be a tenant in the firehouse, or if you want... I don't know how ethically you were going to, like, only pop him out of the trap when you needed him, or is he just going to have free reign?
I thought free reign, too.
Yeah.
He can be working this entire time on making food for the party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is really...
Yes.
I think that's what you were getting at, wasn't
exactly
it?
Exactly where I was
so,
going.
Yeah,
and we can't let any kids in the kitchen because it's a safety hazard, but we can open the door and go see...
Yeah, so, okay, so...
That's the best Halloween tour ever.
Yeah, the French ghost.
Wait,
yeah.
What's his name again?
No, I think it was Gustave, but I believe his last name was Balzac?
Balzac, yeah.
Hey, can we...
Like the artist? All right, so,
well,
mailbox.
I kind of... part of me just wants to...
Blow it up.
Fry the mailbox, and...
I don't know, I kind of want to do more... Okay, so we filled it up with
slime,
and it hated it.
We coated it with slime.
We coated it, and it hated it. I think
anytime you slime a ghost, it's always hated it.
Yeah, but I think if we just zap this mailbox,
it's a dead end.
We're just destroying the mailbox. But like, how do we get the ghost out of it? You know, like, I don't understand.
All right, what if?
I mean,
are the legs attached in a way where we can remove them, or is it like
you'd have to cut through them?
All right,
we can just lay it on its side. Or lay it on its back.
So, you could lay it on its side, it could not get up.
All right, so what if we laid it on its side and started sliming it to the point where it realized that it could escape better outside of the mailbox than it could
mailbox? That's a good idea.
So that's what happened with the taxi the first time. We literally just had to break the taxi enough to where the ghost realized it could move better.
So we should lay it on its back so it can't even spit it out.
Correct.
It
just, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Let's get it outside. I don't want to do this.
We are outside.
This has never gone inside.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so you're gonna lay it on its back and fill it up from that front nozzle, or you're going to spray it on the outside?
Let's fill it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to hold it down, just like, open wide! Just, glug, 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 just, you know, force
dinner's
you.
Ready!
Yeah.
I will stand at the ready with a proton pack.
You open the valve, the slime goes in, you just can see it starts filling it up, and you're going to see the slime just starts, comes up to the rim, and just starts coughing. It's shaking, it's trying to get up and move, but it's not getting up, and it's not moving. It's reaching like a cacophony to where you're expecting something to happen, and when it does, it goes dead, and like a ball of light just comes up out of it, and it starts floating around like it's confused, doesn't know where it's going to go.
I pop it.
I wave. I wave.
Hello, we are from Earth. we mean no harm.
So you pop a trap open, or what are you saying?
I mean, it's a class one, so
yeah.
I proton pack it. I hit it with a string.
Hit it with, all right, give me a moves roll.
14.
It's like 6 feet from you.
Yeah.
You hit it with a 14, you just nail it, you neutronize it. Zip, gone.
All right, mailbox problem solved. Let's hose this down with something that's not slime and get it back to where we got
the
from.
Garden, just garden hose.
Garden hose.
Cut to, like,
cut to Doug doing that.
Yeah. Like you hear, like, you cut
he's got
to,
a phone no, under one ear.
You cut to me, phone under one ear. I close the phone after finishing the conversation, hosing this down, and just like breaking the silence. The first song of the party starts, and it's like, oh, goddamn. It's like missing everything.
I give Doug the carbon copy of the receipt for the couple, the mm-hmm. home, mm-hmm. and I give him the official government bill for the mailbox.
Do you want to send that to the government via the mailbox? Just drop it in there and we put it together?
No.
He would like to make sure this gets
the wet mailbox.
I do want to test out, I got an old, like, advertisement for a car dealership. I'm going to throw it in there to make sure it doesn't get spit back out.
Completely normal.
All right, cool.
Thanks for listening to Ghostbusters Resurrection. If you found our services satisfactory, please consider telling a friend, or you can rate and review us on iTunes.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show programs alive. If you value our world-class ghost removal services, please consider supporting the Nerdy Show Network on Patreon.
Even $1 will get you access to exclusive bonus GBR content like early episode releases, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes discussions. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
If you'd like to run your own Ghostbusters role-playing game, franchising opportunities are available now. Head over to gbrpg.com for more information.
We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. For further inquiries, you can reach out to the Central Florida Ghostbusters on Twitter at GBResurrection, as well as Facebook and Tumblr.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, you can leave us a voicemail at 321-209-2020.
We're ready to believe you.
Oh my god, this is actually real. I don't mean this in a bad way, but this is cool. Okay, so I don't think I have any hauntings. Although I do feel like I'm being watched in the dark. And I feel dread whenever I go downstairs at night. Is that a bad thing? Call me back. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Joe from the Atlanta Ghostbusters, and first off, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us last month up at the party that we had in downtown Atlanta. It was a long trip, so we're glad you were able to make that. But on a more serious note, you guys didn't happen to take the two traps for the terror dogs, did you? Because we just did an inventory, and we don't have them in our containment unit. And we're starting to get a little bit worried that someone may not have taken them out of the masquerade, so that's going to be real bad when those batteries finally run out. Any rate, just, give me a call back. Nothing to worry about. And hope to hear back from you guys soon. All right, well, take care.